Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue on in this message of restoration, because that is really what God is doing. He's restoring to His people, those who've accepted Him. There's a work of sanctification that is occurring, and we have to be willing. You know, we can resist it. We can fight it. But, you know, stubbornness is as the rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. But if we will be tender of heart, what did David say? He blew it big time. Come on. Bathsheba killing Uriah, her husband. And he said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. This was the beloved and anointed King of Israel. Praise God. Jesus is going to sit on the seat of David. I mean, good heavens, that was through that godly line that Jesus was born. And He is going to restore the fellowship, the unity, the oneness, the joy, the blessing that Adam and Eve experienced in the very first experiences with God in the garden, in a place of absolute beauty, of absolute abundance. God came down and walked and talked with them in the evening in the garden. And how wonderful that can be. Well, that's what is ahead for us, for God's people. We may only have tiny glimpses in the scripture of what that life He has prepared for us, but it's real, it's genuine, and not to experience that, not to accept the salvation Jesus offers, the alternative is too terrible to contemplate. Hell is a real place, and it's where the devil and his angels are going to spend their eternity. It must grieve the heart of God. God never sends anybody to hell. It's basically a choice that they choose to make. I once was sharing with a person, you know, I said, well, you know, it's this way. Suppose I invited you to my house for dinner, and you said, well, maybe later on, not just now. And I kept inviting you various ways. I'd send a card. I'd maybe send an email. I would phone you. I would do various ways, and you kept refusing. I could not. I'd have to honor your will. I mean, there's no way I'm going to go to wherever you live and bind you and bring you forcibly into my house to have dinner. Well, Jesus, remember those parables Jesus gave? There was, you know, a wedding feast. He said, go out into the highways and byways. Those who I invited didn't come. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And, you know, gather those who are poor and weak and who need my help and realize their need of my help. And so that his house can be full. Beloved, God is going to restore everything the devil has stolen, not only from mankind, not only the fellowship we enjoyed at the very beginning, but God is going to restore natural creation. All of creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Excuse me. Nature itself is looking and waiting for mankind to move into that place of unity and fellowship with God. Praise the Lord. And so, beloved, that is God's plan for us, to restore us to the fellowship mankind enjoyed with God in the beginning. He is in the restoring process. And then, eventually, He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth, praise God, after His thousand-year reign. And so, God is enabling us. He is giving the strength that we can overcome in our situations. And don't let anybody try to convince you, well, you know, you can just sin a little bit every day in thought, word, and deed. Beloved, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So no, we can, I mean, we will never approach a state of sinless perfection, but the point is our heart, our striving, our attitude is to do that. And God loves and respects that. He says, you know, the eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. And God is looking for a church, a body so inundated, so infused with the power of God that it will say, just as Jesus did, he said, get behind me, Satan. Thou art a fence unto me. We stand on the word of what Jesus said. Greater is he that is in me, or the scriptures say, than he that is in the world. And beloved, you may be passing through tremendous battles, even as you're listening to me today. And the situation around you looks hopeless. And when your life seems crumbling all around you, and your heart is broken, and you're filled with dread and sorrow, you know, it's hard to hear someone say, quoting that scripture, and we know all things that work together for good for those who love God. You know, if we love God and are fitting into his plans, everything's going to work out all right. In fact, when someone quotes that, you may even resent it. How could they tell me that? You know, they don't know what I'm going through. They don't know how I feel. They don't know what the fear and the dread and the heartache, the brokenness, the things I've experienced. And it could be, beloved, a loss of a job or a sickness, a broken relationship, a divorce, financial crisis. How can any of these things work together for good in my life? I mean, our natural mind sometimes just can't get a hold of it. But Satan's purpose is to use your circumstances to defeat you. The Bible tells us that Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's the only one who brings divisions, sickness, financial problems, family problems, and then tells you God doesn't care. Beloved, God is moving powerfully, rapidly to bring to pass in the church, listen to me, all things he has spoken from the mouths of the holy prophets, the things he declared in the word of God. In the last day, the body of Christ, the church, will be a restoration church filled with God's presence. They will be praising and worshiping God. And as we preach the word of God, beloved, there will be miracles, healings, signs, and wonders that will again be restored to the church. And the glory of the Lord is going to fill his house. The glory of the latter shall be greater than that of the former. That's what Haggai says. And listen to this, a beautiful passage, Jeremiah 17:26. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of the Lord. He saw in the Spirit a church which would be the fulfillment of the Old Testament sacrifices of burnt offerings and meat offerings. And because all those natural sacrifices that were outlined in the Old Testament, they were fulfilled in Jesus. And there are, I once preached on that, there's New Testament sacrifices of praise, of worship rather, to God, and one of that is praise. And that's something that only we can offer because of what he has done, the salvation. I mean, Jesus went down, you know, when he was 3 days in the grave, he went down and led captivity captive. All those believers, you know, who were in paradise waiting for Jesus, he, you know, he took them and said, okay, here we go. And so what Jeremiah is talking about in the last day church, there's going to be a tremendous ingathering. People will come from everywhere. They will bring spiritual sacrifices. They'll bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord because they're experiencing what God has done. And there's another passage in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 19, which says, well, let me read 17. I will restore health unto thee. Listen to that. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace thereof shall remain after the manner thereof. Verse 19, this is what I want to share, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also, verse 20, shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. I have to read verse 23. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, and a continuing whirlwind, and it shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, and until he hath performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider or understand it. Well, beloved, I'm going to be sharing yet more, but to do that, we'll have to wait till next broadcast next week. I invite you to tune in then, and I invite you, if at any time you miss a broadcast, you can go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they're archived there now for a number of years, listening at your convenience, okay? And as I bring this broadcast to a close, as always, the announcer is going to give contact information. You can write the old-fashioned normal way, or you can email, and I will confirm receipt. I will pray. But if you'd like a personal letter back, I ask you to share your mailing address. Your addresses are always confidential. Trust me. And you often wonder, how do you get mailings from people that you never wrote? Well, we won't go there. Anyway, love you very much. Pray for you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,